Mogul Motivation, empowering and inspiring entrepreneurs and dream chasers worldwide, one week at a time. Presented by True Stories Media, and I'm your host, Antoine Twiz Taylor. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Mogul Motivation. Welcome back. I'm happy that you are here. If this is your first time listening, this podcast is for the aspiring entrepreneur trying to get over that hump and make things happen. But this podcast is also for anybody with a dream that wants to go forward and accomplish that dream. The past couple episodes, I've been talking about the idea of ease, right? About how we work so hard and it feels like we're working so hard to no avail. So we need to try something different. 2 weeks ago, I talked about hardly working. We have to ease up on working so hard. Last week, I talked about easy thoughts attract, about how when we think about easy things in our mind, easy things will come to fruition in our actual realities. Well, on April 12th, which was last Friday, I shared on my Facebook page that I'm tired of losing. I had received some devastating news early Friday morning. This news was very devastating because it pertained to a particular goal that I've been after for about 5 years at this point. I've been working towards this goal for about 5 years. I've had ebbs and flows, and I still haven't been able to obtain this goal. And there was an opportunity that came to me in October 2023. And from October 2023 to April 2024, I had been working every single week to get closer and closer to obtain this goal. And when I finally found an avenue that can get me to that point, that opportunity was taken away. And it devastated me. It frustrated me. I was sad. I'm not gonna lie. I was sad. I was angry. It was kind of like a cosmic irony. Like I was being trolled by forces that I cannot see, because I had been working towards this opportunity that was going to propel me to accomplish this goal that I've been after for 5 years. And when I finally get close, it gets snatched away. That hurt. And I genuinely felt like I was losing, like I lost in that moment. And as a result, I posted on my Facebook page that I'm tired of losing. And I'm so grateful for my support system from in my inner circle and from afar that, you know, poured into me and uplifted me out of that pit. And I had a rough weekend. So from that Friday up until Monday morning, it was rough because I still had these thoughts going through my mind, despite the fact that I had been adapting to the hardly working narrative, despite the fact that I've been putting easy thoughts into my mind to attract what I want. I still was feeling like I was losing. And I'm out of that slump now. I'm grateful to God that I'm out of that slump now and I can see with more clarity. And the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you are working towards, if you do not obtain it, is God simply protecting you from something far worse? I know it's hard to hear that in the moment because this is what you want. This is what you are striving for. But the reality is, it was not meant for me to accomplish this goal right now, because had I accomplished this goal right now, who knows what would have been behind that door that would have crippled me for my longer term goals. God is protecting you so you don't fumble. God is protecting me so I don't fumble. You cannot lose, quote unquote, something that you never had. You cannot lose money that you never had in your account. Understand that. So even though this opportunity looks like what you want, it looks perfect, if you do not obtain it, if the cosmic forces that be do not allow you to walk through that door, it's simply because it is not meant for you to walk through that door. It's simply because it's meant for you to go through another door. That's what I have to tell myself, and that's what I have to continue to hold on, even as I have easy thoughts that will attract in my mind. Even as I'm hardly working in this season, you have to continue to tell yourself that a disappointment is simply a detour around a disaster. You have to realize that God is simply protecting you, your business, your peace, your well-being, your career, your finances from a disaster. Because look over your life and look at how many times we thought we knew better and then things went south. I can talk about that in my life because I know it's been plenty of times where I fumbled some great opportunities and I had to learn from that. You don't want to learn from a more expensive lesson now at this stage, at this juncture in your entrepreneurial journey and in your career. A disappointment is nothing more than a detour around a disaster. And God is telling you, I have a better door, a safer door, a easier door for you to walk through. And that is the conclusion I came to from last Friday. So no, I am not losing. No, I never lost. Even though in that moment I felt like I was losing, I've never lost. And I'm grateful that I have an inner circle close to me and from afar that poured into me, that reminded me of who I am, that helped me stay in the word of God. And so I can continue to read what God says, the promises that God has given me. So therefore, I can continue to go forward with the renewed vision and mindset. So whatever disappointment that you're enduring right now in your life, I know it's hard to grasp this, because I'm telling you, it took me an entire weekend to come to this conclusion. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. My life was shaky and rocky. But any disappointment, any rejection is molding you, because your testimony is going to be that hope that's going to give someone else guidance and direction on their journey. Your testimony is going to be worth it. All of these tears, all of this frustration, it's going to pay off. You are past the point of no return. So even if you want to quit right now, logically, you cannot quit right now, because you've already invested too much energy, money, time into this. So understand, it's going to work out. Understand that when it does work out, you will understand why I never did before in the first place. So that's my message today. Let's continue to work. Let's continue to imagine reality. Let's continue to hardly work and ease up off the gas pedal. Let's continue to put those easy thoughts in our mind that will attract. But in the midst of all of that, we are still going to receive rejections. We are still going to be told no, and we are still going to have to endure and experience disappointments. But they are simply detours around disasters. So if this podcast has benefited you in any way, shape, or form, ask for two things as always. Number one, please leave a 5-star review. And number two, please pass it on to a friend who may benefit from it as well. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next week.